97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowen. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening and welcome to Bath County High School as the Dan Swartz Classic has made its way around to the calendar. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Tonight, the Bath County Wildcats are taking on the Bryan Station Defenders. Todd, they're one of the most athletic teams in the state, one of the state's leading scoring teams on a per-night basis. Bryan Station coached by Champ Ligon Jr. They've got one of the better players in the state, Damari Owens. This is going to be a battle. This is a Bath County team with a brutal schedule. They're off to a 1-9 start. You know, the Cats obviously not performing like we would like. But, hey, you got to play the best to get to that next level, and this schedule has been a doozy.
Absolutely, and you can only play with the opponents they're put in front of you. When this schedule was set up, it's been in the works for a couple of years. It's not like you walk into the gym and you go, okay, we're going to play this team on this night. A lot of these contracts are set up over the last 2 or 3 years, so a couple of these in this tournament, you know, it's their first time. And some of the teams that had been here had to back out for different reasons. And, last year we had Frederick Douglass in here, one of the top teams in the state, kind of like what Bryan Station's rolling in here. Also had Harlan in this last year, another top 15, top 10 in the state last year. Those teams ended up, they thought they were going to be able to come back, but due to scheduling, they had to drop out. A few teams just kind of in and out, but you know, coach worked really hard in trying to get some replacements, and Bryan Station was like, we'll come play. Mm-hmm. We don't care. We'll come up 64. Well, and that's kind of how they got here.
And when you're playing a round robin format, you know, obviously Bryan Station is a team that really stands out when you look at this group of teams. I mean, we've also got Elliott and Bracken and Model, etc. There's a church school out of Ohio. So, that, you know, there's teams that Bath County can be competitive with that are going to produce good numbers and be able to be positive. And, you know, this is just one of those games. You know, Bryan Station comes in as a heavy favorite, but you want to be able to get better through Christmas. And you know, I've always talked about the Christmas and New Year holiday getting better. You know, what can we do as a roster to get better going into the new year? You know, Bath County has yet to play Round County. We've lost a game at Frenchburg. Bath County's lost a game in Flemingsburg. You know, the district is the focus. And, you know, when you look at that 1-9 record, you think, oh, we're doomed. You know, it's a bad year. You know, it's what are we going to do? But it comes down to winning one ball game. And coming from somebody that played on a 4-21 regional tournament appearance team, it's possible. But you just got to be able to get it together at the right time of year. And this is really where that starts. You know, that preseason was kind of the shock of maybe not having the roster that we thought we were going to have, and some kids aren't out there that we thought was going to be out there. It's time to sort of, you know, go back to the drawing board and say, hey, this is what we've got. We've had 3 or 4 really good weeks of practice to work together. We've played all these really good tournaments, and these opponents, you look at that Pikeville tournament, playing Pikeville High School, Pike Central, Boyd County. My goodness, you're talking about a possible 16th region winner, and maybe a 15th region winner as well, and some of the cream of the crop in the state of Kentucky. And then you throw this Bryan Station team into it. This schedule is tough, but hey, it's going to make us better when we go to Round County here in a couple weeks, or when they come back to Owingsville.
Potential 15th region winner and runner-up.
Right.
As a matter of fact,
we don't know which one it would be. It could be either.
Yeah, I mean, and both of them. And what, you know, talking with Coach Perry, I was down there just kind of chit-chatting with a little bit before the game, and, you know, he looks at me and he says, if I told you that we got through the press, we got the ball down the court, we just couldn't get layups. Mm-hmm.
So as we continue momentarily, this is a Dance Sports Classic, and we will be back after this. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat pregame.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app. Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
Craftsman, Steel, Benjamin Moore, Yeti, Milwaukee, Weber, Filtrete, just a few of the product names you know and trust. And you can find them all in one place, your Bath County Ace Hardware store, located on Water Street in Owingsville. Ace is pleased to bring you the Bath County Wildcat Sports this season, and they wish the student athletes good luck this year. And remember, your Bath County Ace Hardware store is located on Water Street in Owingsville.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Chairman Carney, come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
Welcome back as our pregame show continues here on WKCA, your home of the Wildcats and Lady Cats. This is the Dance Sports Classic, and we will have Bath County's games in their entirety throughout the tournament. It looks like Bath County will play tomorrow at 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock, and we're looking at a Friday game possibly as well as at 8 o'clock. So, you know, this is this game here this evening, Todd. You want to get things started with a bang. You're going to play the best team in the showcase, Bryan Station. They come in averaging 83 a game. Kamari Owens is the name. You know, he averages 24 a game. He's really their only player that's truly in double figures. Everybody else is kind of equal as far as they're balanced outside of him.
The two Adams kids, yeah. Like right around double digits. Mm-hmm. What is his name? De Los Santos is their leading rebounder at 7, but I think he only averages like 1.7, so, I mean, he's a rebounder.
Well, when the guy that shot 200 shots is shooting 60% from the floor, you aren't going to have many rebounds out there to gather, so that's really not a fair statistic at this point in the season, but, yeah, they're very, you know, they're very complete, and you look at the best teams around that 11th region, this team has to be in that conversation. You know, Douglas is always good, and then you look at the big schools in Lexington, these guys right here, they are right there.
And what's always interesting, talk about Lexington, you know, sports and as far as basketball, it seems like if Station's having a good year, it's, you know, Henry Clay is down, you know, Tate's Creek's down. But then you'll have one of those pop up and Lafayette will be up there. I mean, it's just kind of interesting how we talk about it in the small schools and in the county schools, how it ebbs and flows. It does that in Lexington as well. And not as much as transfers. I mean, yeah, there is some schools that seem to get the benefit of more transfers than others. We'll just leave it like that. But, you know.
I was going to say, Todd, there's a reason that happens. But
for the most part, I mean, yeah. The talent kind of seems to ebbs and flows. You know, Catholic always is very super competitive, and Lexington Christian super competitive, and they've been that away, and that's that kind of private school thing. And then, but, you know, when you look at as a whole, Lexington schools, it's just like a totally different thing. We've been down there and played them a couple of times. We've been to Dunbar. We've been to Lexington Christian when they've had some pretty good teams. Of course, I remember way back when Dunbar first started, and they were basically taking part of Lafayette when they made Dunbar. Mm-hmm. And so some of the talent went there, and there was a kid that ended up playing basketball at Cincinnati that went through Dunbar. And of course, a lot of the Lafayette faithful out there were kind of upset that, you know, well, he should have came to our school, you know, but the way districting went, it didn't happen. And we're going to see some of that, you know, what happens when redistricting. It's went on like in Pike County when they went from 13 down to, what, four or five, you know, high schools now.
Well, there's so many changes recently to high school athletics, and it really comes to the forefront with football and basketball. Those are your two sports that, you know, they're under the spotlight, they're under the microscope, and, you know, the transfer situation started out being very conservative and unlikely, and then it went to open borders. You know, there for a year and a half, you could go wherever you wanted with no penalty and no reason. So then we had that. Then you had the COVID year, and we still have a player or two that are playing with a COVID year on our roster. So we can't say that other people are doing it, and it's, you know, we can't be cool with it because everybody's doing it. But you got guys that are returning for a fourth, fifth, maybe sixth year, seventh year of varsity basketball, depending when they started playing. And I know there's only so many years you can play, and football is different than basketball, but these schools are going to bend and use those rules to their advantage legally. And, you know, and then you've got the influx of players that come and go, and everybody deals with that. You're either for it or you're against it, or you're dealing with it, or you don't have to deal with it. But, and another reason that this kind of, you talk about the ebbs and flows and ups and downs, you're going to have schools that develop a really good group of players together that stick together and play for 3-4 years, and then by the time they're juniors and seniors, they become that machine, kind of like that opening night game we had. I mean, it was, who was it we played?
Was it East Carter?
No, the boys' game, the
Estill.
Estill's got all those guys. You know, they played together for 4 years, and East Carter, same way. You know, you got that group of boys that you know, they haven't had anybody come in because they haven't needed it. But if they had a player come in, they would be in competition to win a state tournament. So, you know, it's basketball has changed a lot. But at the end of the day, guys have to lace them up, and you have to play with the players that are out there for you. And as we sort of tie that back to this game here, Bath County's a huge underdog. You come out, you handle that pressure. I think that's one of the things that Bath County has to do, and that needs to be one of our Ira Kilburn opening arguments, is just getting the basketball up and down the floor and not being able to turn it over. So if you protect it, that's number one. Protect the basketball against any pressure, and then find guys to put the ball in the hoop. Bath County's being led in scoring by Saul with 14. Smith averages 13. We need scoring. And, you know, this team is not where Coach Perry wants us to be as far as points per night.
Fouls. Cannot have the fouls tonight.
We don't have the depth.
We got to stay out of foul trouble. So take care of the basketball, fouls, and handle the pressure.
So we're going to take another quick break and head back to the studio for a quick minute. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat pregame show. We'll have the opening tip right now.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here. Getting ready for tip-off here in just a few moments. Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during the New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now, Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility, PowerStar. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end Value Bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stopping today, offer ends December 31st.
Bath County going to be in their home whites. The Bryant Station Defenders in their traveling green and gold. you release any one of those Round County jerseys.
Starters for both teams, Richmond, Owens, De Los Santos, Carpenter, and Adams. For Bath County, it'll be Sorrell, McCarty, Smith, Brashear, and Bowling.
As Brashear steps in, and Owens controls the basketball for Bryan Station. He gets it on the left-hand side of the floor to Richmond. They go to the post, and there's a quick turnover as it was touched last by De Los Santos. And Bath County gets it with the length of the floor to go. They come with a three-quarter court press. Sorrell gets it to Smith, back to Sorrell. Bath County breaks it with a dribble, now up to Montana Brashear, who's back and healthy. Jumper from 15 is no good. Rebound comes off into the hands of Brashear, saves it into Bowling. Then it's picked by Owens. He's got it in transition. Takes it coast to coast, lays it up. No good off the front of the iron. Gets his own rebound, puts it back in. It's 2-0 Bryan Station. 30 seconds in this ballgame. Bath County with a good defensive stop and a good offensive possession. They just did not come away with points as there's a ball deflected out of bounds by De Los Santos.
I'm guessing that's how you say it. That's not the way Bob called it.
Well, he's got Gonzalez on the back of his jersey, so I'm not sure. We'll figure that out. They get the ball into the hands of Smith.
I was just going by the roster.
There's a pass down low into the hands of Bowen. His turnaround shot is blocked. Smith gets the board, puts it up, and he's fouled. Jay Smith will go to the line for a pair.
We're getting ready to find out right here. Oh, that didn't help us.
No, you're not going to get any help there. Two free throws from Smith. First one gets the roll. Chase averages 13 and 5. He's the team's leading rebounder. Free throw number two is on its way, and it's good. And we're tied at twos. Walking it up the floor is Owens. Keeping his dribble alive. Passes left-hand side of the floor to Richmond. Now back out to Owens. They get into the post. Turnaround shot by the big fella. It's no good. Rebound the play by Bowling. Allen finds McCarty on the left-hand side of the floor. That's Eli's first touch. Gets it to Brashear. Loses the handle. Goes up with a shot from 10. Off the window. No good. Gets deflected out of bounds and touched last by a cat.
And having to go into Brashear's hands, standing out of bounds.
Yep. We are tied at 2. 6:39 to go here in this first quarter of play from Owensville. As Bath coming back on defense in a 1-2-2 or a 2-3 zone. They go down to the post. Here is a turnover. Adams touched it last. Bath County will take it over on the possession. 6:29, full length of floor to go. Brashear gets on the inbound. He goes back into the backcourt to McCarty. Now to Smith. Jace, looking down low, turns it over. He tried to get a pass in. It was picked off by Richmond.
It's on Bowling, his first. It's probably just going to get Smith. Smith is one of those. When he gets a foul, it comes in bunches.
Yeah, 13 is Felix De Los Santos, if that is truly.
Right.
You led the roster.
I was going to say, I printed it out. Either.
Right. As Richmond has it on the wing.
Maybe they couldn't get Gonzalez. Maybe it wouldn't fit all the way on.
Maybe.
On there. Maybe De Los Santos, Gonzalez.
Wildcats with a steal. Taylor Sorrell came away with it. Gets it up to McCarty. Eli thought about a three, didn't take it. Now back to Taylor. Back to Eli. Into the post to Bowling. He's double teamed.
You know, Eli did a great job getting that ball in there, but he's got to remember it's a big fella. You don't want to bring it down at the ankles and knees. You want to get it up to their chest so they don't have to try to bend on that one.
As Taylor reached in and fouled the ball handler, Richmond.
Oh, they're going to say he was in the act of shooting.
So he's going to get two. He just kept getting deeper with the basketball, and he did force a shot up at the end, and they gave some continuation. Free throw is no good. As Braden Roussis, back kind of senior forward, comes into the game replacing Bowling. Of course, Braden and Preston have both been playing good basketball over these last couple weeks for Bath County. She's got my love. So Richmond puts one up. Free throw is no good. Rebound's hauled out there by Roussis. Nice job by Braden using his body. Roussis hands it off to Brashear. Back to Roussis. Puts his dribble on the ground. I need some help. The ball is deflected out of bounds. Bath County will keep it at the 5:39 mark here in this opening quarter. So Bath will have it side out. Brashear looking to trigger and gets it in to Sorrell, stepping in the passing lane there, nearly stealing it with Justin Richmond. Amari Owens, only a sophomore, by the way. He's their leading scorer and one of the best players in Lexington. Putting down a few dribbles here. Sorrell goes left wing to McCarty. Eli picks up his dribble. That goes out top to Brashear. And he goes over and back with it. Just good defensive pressure there, and Owens forced that turnover. And so Adams gets the basketball into Owens, top of the key. We're tied at two. It's 5:22 to go here in the first period. Now top catching, it's Adams. He gets it back on the pass, goes to the rim. Shot's taken, and good. He got the roll. Wildcats trail 4-2 to Bryan Station. Ball's inbound to Jay Smith, puts down a dribble, gets it up to Sorrell. He goes behind the back, gets around his man. I need some help. Gives it up to Brashear in the corner, looking inside to Sorrell. Bounce pass down to Roussis. He uses body and does so. Puts it up too strong. The ball hits the deck. Rebounded by De Los Santos. He gets it into the hands of Owens, and they're off to the races. Richmond faked the three, puts down a dribble out to Owens. Now swings it to the right side. Bath County zone has a chance to catch up. Back to Owens, back to Richmond. They look inside for the big guy, and we've got an offensive foul. As De Los Santos is sort of out of control. Good job by Montana Brashear to keep him in charge. And we got four subs coming into the game.
We'd just like to have four subs to put into the game.
For the defenders.
As Bath County inbounds the basketball, which this team does have a lot of depth. Sorrell to the front court with it. Stops, pops from 10. Got it. We're tied at four. It's 4:22 to go. Owens takes coast to coast, gives it over to Richmond. He traveled. There's a turnover to Bath. So this is a good little spurt here for Bath County. Both ends of the floor. Wildcats triggered into Brashear. He gets it from Sorrell. Into the hands of McCarty and over to Smith. 4:10 to go here in the first. As Brashear is pushed. And I think it's a good call. It was Matt Galinsky.
Galinsky
reached
in. I was like, what? Yeah, he reached out and touched somebody.
Yep. Brashear lost his balance.
I mean, he extended both arms out there. I mean, it was an obvious push.
Sorrell needs some help. As he was double-teamed in the backcourt, and they're saying he was fouled. Nobody came back to help him.
We're going to get Gurton.
You know, McCarty being your off guard on that play, he's got to come back and get the basketball. Sorrell trying to take it up against two defenders. No pun intended. And he's back in the same spot. This press is just killer. They get the ball into the hands of Brashear. He breaks it. Gets it up to McCarty. He loses the handle. Stolen away by Owens. Into the front court with it. He's a lefty, and he's good going that way. Jumper in the lane. He's no good. Rebound Roussis. It's taken away by Adams. He misses a shot. Back to Owens. His shot's blocked. Getting the rebound is Bryan Station. They go down to the baseline. Into the hands of Adams. Now back out top of the key to Galinsky.
Owens calling for it on the other
to
side.
The post. Wide stolen open. Away. Smith steps in and gets a paw on it. Roussis pulled it out of there. Jay Smith open. Layup. Good. Nice job of breaking the press there by the Cats. Bath County leads 6-4. Owens transition. Shot's taken. No good. He will get to the free throw line.
Jay Smith commits the foul.
They know where their bread's buttered. They go right back to the rim with their guard. His first team. And Todd, you've got to commend Bath County on the effort so far.
Oh, absolutely.
Both ends of the floor playing hard defense and making it happen offensively. Owens' first one is good. He will get a second.
You got to wonder how much of this is just the fatigue of traveling an hour up 64.
Second free throw is good. He's only a 53% free throw shooter. He shoots 60% from the floor.
I'd tell me he's making a lot of layups.
A lot of layups.
A They're going to say ball is out of bounds. It'll be Bryan Station ball underneath their own basket here.
Bath County still in the zone on the out-of-bounds play as well. 3:16 to go here in the first. Tied at six. Owens, 30-footer, short. Rebound, Jay Smith. Gets it into the hands of McCarty. Back to Jace at midcourt. His double team needs some help. Now to Talon, has his pocket picked by Owens. He takes it coast-to-coast, lays it up and in.
That's why he shoots 60% right there.
Yep. You mix in an occasional jumper, and you put up some big digits. McCarty has it in the backcourt. Goes up to Roussis. Now to Smith. He catches at the elbow. It's off Jason's knee out of bounds. That's a turnover.
Just quick hands all the way around for this defender squad.
Yeah. 2:46 now to go here in this first quarter of play. They go around the right-hand side of the floor. De Los Santos.
They stopped it because the clock wasn't running.
So back down. Gets a little break defensively here. As Robinson in the game for the Cats, replacing Smith. So you got Bashir, Roussis, Robinson, Sorrell, and McCarty. 2:44 to go in the first quarter of play. 8-6. Bryan Station leads Bath here in the Dance Horse Classic. Bracken and Model are two winners from earlier today. Owens has it out top. He gives up top of the key. And that's Devin Adams. He'll shoot a three. Right wing is up and no good. Rebound is hauled in. Actually, pulled down for a second by Bashir. It's deflected out of his hands, out of bounds. It'll be Bath County ball. 2:19 to go. Eli McCarty gets on the inbound. He's picked up man-to-man by Ashford. He's doubled and he traveled. And that's just a lot of pressure. And Eli just didn't respond well to that double team. He probably should have got rid of it before they truly got it engaged.
I think he wanted to, just couldn't find anybody to get it there.
I know, and it's not only on him. Somebody's got to come open. So Gerton has the basketball, gives it up to Owens out top. 2:07 to go here in the first. Putting down a few dribbles. Now he goes left side into the hands of Adams. That's Devin Adams. Now they move it right side. Now down low. Clock's at 1:48. There's a jumper from 17 that misses everything, but we got a rebound and a put back in by Adams. That shot was missed by Galinsky. Bath County just not there for the board on the air ball, understandably.
But you need tires. Galinsky. Oh.
Ball's inbound. The Cats get it up the floor to Robinson. He traveled with it.
He was going to turn and go towards the basket, and then there was a defender literally in his path.
So. Yep. And Robinson's going to come out being replaced by Smith, and you know, Robinson, one of our better shooters, and he's really improving on the defensive end of the floor. But now when we get in one of these press offense-type games, there's got to be a lot of ball handling, and he may not fit as well as some of these other players. So I would look for Bath County to go more guard-heavy at times tonight, which right now you've got two guards, and Brashear's kind of a tweener. There's a three for Galinsky. No good. Missed it badly. Rebound on the play by Bath County's Brashear. He gets it up to Roussis. Needs some help. Now goes to Eli McCarty. Fake to three. Out top to Saul. Fox at 58 seconds. Bath County down 10-6.
You know, it's funny watching these guys out here. Saul went with a hard pump fake, and every player reacted to it as far as Bath County because they're so used to playing with Zach Otis, who
right.
wouldn't just pump fake it. He would throw that bullet.
And Coach Perry called for one shot here with a minute to play, and I feel like that Station was sort of backing off and going to let Bath County do it. If you can condense this game and slow it down and keep them from running and gunning for a minute on the clock, you want to do it. But you can't turn it over and force, and that's what Montana did there. Here's a double team down low, a lot of grabbing. And we got a jump ball. And this will be Bath County's possession. Good job by Smith and Brashear reaching in, committing, or forcing, rather, a turnover and not committing a foul.
You know, something I'm going to mention here, just in case it ever comes back up. A little bit of talk between Galinsky and Smith there after that jump ball.
Ball down low to Roussis. Has his shot blocked by Adams. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Bath County basketball with 18 seconds. Perry calls for one shot.
I tell you what, Gerton right there just absolutely all over. the defensive side of things.
Well, and I don't think Braden Roos has realized how wide open he was as his defender sort of fell down, but then, like you said, got right back. Roos is top of the key inside to Smith. His little shot is no good. Rebounded by Galinsky. 10 seconds, plenty of time here. Owens has it in his hands. He's going to penetrate. Bath County does stop him. Puts up a shot from 15, no good. Rebound hits the deck, pulled out of there. Bryan Station has it at the buzzer, no shots. That's the end of a quarter. It's 10-6. The defenders lead the Wildcats here in the Dance Sports Classic. We're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after these words. Tournaments that happen during the holidays and after the holidays, you're going to have some teams that have some jet lag and maybe don't play their best basketball. And right now, that first quarter, they weren't great. Now, that's not saying they can't put it together and completely blow somebody out of the gym, but I thought the Wildcats played hard. We made them work for their shots, did not give them any cheap rebounds, and only had a couple unforced turnovers. So far, so good. But it's got to carry over into the second quarter. Bath County can't get tired. We haven't made many substitutions yet, so we got to have some production off the bench as this game progresses, or it could get one-sided. But as long as we're playing with this intensity, I feel good about it. And that last defensive possession was wonderful. As here's a three-point shot from the top of the key that's no good by Richmond, but we got an offensive rebound and a putback for Burton. And they're still pressing full court, and they're making Bath County work hard on every given possession. McCarty has it midcourt. Needs some help. He goes back to Brashear. Getting really close to 10. Brashear gets it across just in time into the hands of Sorrell.
Sure, he's got to be careful using that off arm. He kind of extends it out just a little bit in front of the right official and the right player. That's going to be a turnover.
McCarty faked the three. Goes to the basket. Pretty good job. Roos is trying to get in position to rebound it. It's hauled in there by Adams. He goes coast to coast. Gives it to Big Fell. Good block by Smith from behind. Here's another opportunity that's put back in by Adams. So Adams was blocked. He got it right back on the carom and scores a basket. So good job by Bath County, but just coming up a little short on the second opportunity. Brashear, transition, misses a shot. Rebound down low by Burton as they look to push it. Richmond has it in transition. Pulls it back out. Thought about a 15-footer. Now steps back, shoots another 15-footer. Got it. He faked a shot from one elbow, made a shot from the other elbow. That's how quick that kid is. He did it in one dribble. 16-6. The defenders are out by 10. That kind of gets it across midcourt stripe with McCarty via the pass from Sorrell. Now Talon sets it up top of the key. 6:21 to go here in this first half. Into the hands of Smith. Puts down a left-hand dribble in the paint. Shot's taken. No good, but he's fouled. A good one, too.
You know, Jace is not the super athletic kid. He's not going to beat you with his blazing speed. He's not going to jump over you and all of that. But he's a hard-working kid.
He's McHale.
Well, yeah.
Being Kevin McHale is not a bad thing. First free throw is no good. Jace will get a second. He don't shoot like Bird. He doesn't rebound it like the Chief. But he does all those little things right, and that's what you want on your team. And there's a kick over to the wing. A three-point shot is no good. Rebounds pulled out by McCarty. As that shot was missed by Carper. Then we got a steal, though. Transition basketball. They miss an easy layup, does Station. Ball's rebounded by Bath County. McCarty gets it up to Sorrell. His shot's put up from 10-1. Was not expecting that shot to go down because he was hammered hard from behind, and he got it to fall. And the score is 16-8 after the make. Bath County with a chance to make it 16-9 if they make this one. Taylen wears number two. Free throw's up. Free throw is good. 16-9, Bath County trails Bryan Station. Single midcourt strike with its Ashford.
11th ranked Bryan Station.
Yeah. So they're, you know, they're 9-1, and their only loss was at Woodford County, which is a quality loss if there's such a thing. Here's a pass over to the right-hand side of the floor to Richmond. They swing it around.
I think that's the Fighting Allen Waits is over in Woodford County.
I think so. Jumper 17 is no good, as that shot was missed by Richmond. Rebound on the play by Sorrell. 5:22 to go here in the second. Bath County needs another good possession here. As Taylor crosses midcourt with it. Into the paint to Smith, over to Roosis, fakes a three. Skip pass across the D, Sorrell three, left wing, got it. 16-12, Taylor kind of put the team on his back here. 4:58 to go, Bath County's cut it to four. First half of play from Owingsville, the Amsports Classic. Here's a pass to the top of the key. Richmond has it, keeping his dribble alive. Now he hands off to Carpenter, right side to Ashford. Skip pass across the D to Richmond. He can shoot it. He can also drive it. Missed a shot for 15. Nobody barks out Adams. Brashear gets bailed out. He gets the board on the miss. Tail in transition. Nice job of stealing it and saving it inbounds. There was Carpenter, and then we've got an Eli McCarty foul as he reaches in on Ashford. So we've got a full timeout. Let's take one as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the Dan Swartz Classic here on WKCA.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across.
And I believe it. But you got to come in Bath County for the effort. You've got to come in Bath County for the fight. And so far, it's been a clean game. We've stayed out of foul trouble. We've made shots. We've found alternative scoring. All those pregame opening arguments brought to you by Ira Kilburn, attorney in Salt Lake. Bath County has checked those boxes. And, you know, we are now 12 minutes into this game as we've got 4:29 left to go in this second quarter. So it's not like the game just started. You know, this is well into the second quarter, with Bath County playing very, very competitive basketball. As Owens walks it up, and he hasn't done a lot either. He got a break there a moment ago. They brought in some backup guards. But you can tell he gets his shots to the basket in transition, off the bounce, just super aggressive to the rim. As they kick it over to Owens, he shoots a three left side, no good off the back of the iron, rebound to play by McCarty. Eli looking for some help, gives it up to Roosis. Braden puts down a few dribbles, needs some help. He's double-teamed. They took it away from him
at one point.
And they come back the other way with Owens. Here's his shot in transition. Shot's no good. They call travel. And he doesn't get that called against him many times. I can tell by his response.
It's the difference between 16th and 11th.
Well, I think he was a little bit out of control there and just took too many steps, and then he lost his balance, and then he did get fouled. But I think those first two things happened before the foul, and the officials, I feel like, got it right. Over to Sorrell, gets in the paint, back, three-point shot from Brashear, no good. Rebound to play by Carpenter. Bath County still getting the looks. Here's a pass over on the right side, three-point shot is up, and it's good. As that shot was made by Tayshawn Adams, 19-12. McCarty has it, up to Smith.
Good heads-up play there by Smith, realizing
he's no man's
about, to fall down, and just threw it off the player's legs out of bounds. Yep. Saved the possession is what he did for the Cats.
Yep.
Just lucky it didn't carry him back into him.
Right, he got out of the way of it. So Bath County trailing by 7, 3:16 to go. Here this first half of play from Owingsville. Saul gives it up left wing to McCarty. Over to Smith. Jace to Montana, top of the key. Now to Roosis out top. A lot of good passers on the floor here for the Cats. Into the pace, Taylen Saar uses the right hand, no good. Ball's kicked out, offensive rebound, Brashear.
Wow.
And a steal. Nice athletic play by Adams, Owens, coast to coast, good for two. Bath County had nobody back. 21-12, 2:50 to go here in this first half of play. Ball's inbounded to Brashear. He has his pocket picked. We got a foul on Smith. I believe that's his second.
That would be a second by my count.
As he flew in and fouled David Adams. And he will shoot two at the line. And that'll bring Robinson back in the game for the Cats.
At what point,
number one is good.
At what point did they go to Preston, or is this who played really well there before they went to Pikeville? I don't know how he did down there. Just give him that extra ball handler and guard.
Right. Second was good. 23-12. But you're right. These guards have worked so hard to keep it as close as it is. Smith has it.
That can have gone about 2.5 minutes without a basket.
He's got to get it across before 10. Jace just gets it across the line. Here's a pass to Roosis down low that is picked. They save it back in. It's off Smith's hands.
Wow.
That's just tough. That's quick hands. I mean, they are just making so many plays here.
I thought the ball was going to go out of bounds.
That is
somehow.
Twice.
Richmond just literally saved it off of Smith.
So Owens crosses the midcourt stripe, put a basket on the 2-3 zone. They kick it over to Richmond. Now top to Owens. Clock's at 2:08 to go here in this first half of play. 11-point contest. Here's a pass out to the top of the key into the hands of Adams. Now they move it out to Owens. Now to the right-hand side of the floor to Richmond. Skip pass across to Adams. Loses the handle. Gives a little pass down to the post to the other Adams. Tayshaun scores. That makes it 25-12. Bryan Station leads Bath here in the Dance Horse Classic. Smith breaks the pressure, gets it to McCarty. Eli crosses the midcourt stripe. He's double-teamed, needs some help. Now to Sorrell. Over to Robinson. Turnaround shots put up and in. Robinson didn't realize how open he was, but he turns around and puts it in the basket. So 25-14.
3-10 scoring drought.
Well, that came into the hoop badly. So a low-scoring ball game for a team that scores 83. Here's a pass on the right-hand side of the floor. Richmond has it. Now back out top of the key. Adams gets it on the handoff from Owens. Back over to Richmond.
They're going to skip to the swing.
Owens gets in the paint, puts up a shot, and he's fouled on his way up. Not a lot of contact, but they did get some arm. And, of course, it's on Jay Smith. That's his third. He's not wanting to come out, but needs to come out. Owens makes it. Owens perfect at the line. He came in 53%. He's made at least five. So Smith comes out. He's replaced by Brashear, 49 seconds. 26-14 is our score. And this one gets the roll. It's good. So 27-14, 49 seconds to go. McCarty gets it up to Brashear. Skip pass across to Sorrell. Tatum goes to the corner to Brashear. He's double-teamed, now triple-teamed. Gets in the hands of Brashear. Jumpers up from 10, no good on a good pass from Sorrell. Rebound play into the hands of Owens. He goes coast-to-coast, my goodness. Four dribbles, he scored. Literally the length of the floor on four dribbles. And that just shows how quick he is and how deliberate he is with the ball handling. Roosis has it on the wing, goes through his hands out of bounds on a pass from Brashear. So 15-point ball game, 15 seconds to go in this first half. Owens has it out top. Gives it to the corner. Three-point shot is no good. As that shot was missed by Devin Adams. Here's a heave at the buzzer that would not have counted. We reached halftime. So our score here at the Dance Horse Classic, Bryan Station 29, your Wildcats 14. We'll have the halftime show and much more here on WKCA as we return momentarily courtside.
I guess I could start singing or something. I don't know.
We can do that.
As we are at halftime, 29-14, Bath County on the bottom side of things.
Coming into this ball game, we talked about Bath County being 1-10, and the schedule that the Cats have played has been very strong.
Thank you.
And you know, you just look within this district, Bath County's 0-2 with losses to Fleming and Menifee. And, you know, Fleming, one of the better teams in our region, and Menifee super competitive with Ricker, one of the top players in the region. And then we still haven't played Round County. We still have home games against those two opponents as well. So this season, you know, there's still a lot left to play just in a district standpoint. But you start looking at out-of-district play for this Bath County team and, you know, the play within the region. You know, the game against Boyd County, the game against Pike Central, Pikeville High School. You're talking just a very, very competitive start of the season as far as the schedule is concerned. And then opening night against Estill County, a very good team. And, Todd, you just go down the list. You know, you're just looking at good ball game after good ball game, and Bath County just hasn't been able to get over the hump and be competitive with one of those really good teams. But I will tell you this, an observation I made tonight, we were comfortable playing against this team at the start of this ball game when we had our legs and some positive things were happening because Bath County's been in this position before. We've played good teams. Bath County's played against good combo scoring guards, and I feel like it made us more comfortable against Owens. And, you know, and it's not just him. I mean, Rich was a good player. Ash was a good player. That's just from the one spot. But they are just, they're ridiculously talented, and this is going to be one of the better teams in the state. But I think Bath County held their own in the first half, even though we're down 15. It's still not a bad first half to play.
You're exactly right. I do have stats from this first half as Bath County and Bryan Station in the first half of play. Bryan Station was 11-29 from the floor for 37.9%. They connected on 1-of-8 three-point shots for 12.5%. They made 6-of-8 free throws for 75%. Station was led in scoring by Owens with his 12 points, 9 points for Tayshawn Adams, 4 points for Davion Adams, 2 points apiece for Justin Richmond, also Antoine Burton chipped in with 2. Playing but failing to score for them was Ashford Gonzalez, Carpenter, Galinsky, and Gerton. For Bath County, they were 5 of 16 from the floor for 31%. They made 50% of the three-point shots, 1-of-2, and they connected on 3-of-5 free throws for 60%. It was a 10-to-6 after the first quarter in favor of Bryan Station. It was a 19-to-8 second quarter, which gave us our halftime lead of 29-14. As far as points off turnovers, Bryan Station 12-4. Points in the paint, 18-to-6 advantage. Second effort points, 8-to-2 advantage for Bryan Station. Bench scoring is 6-to-2 in favor of Bryan Station. As far as turnovers go, I'm trying to find this on the stat sheet here. Station committed 8. Bath County had 17. Bath County did get 2 block shots, 3 for Bryan Station. Bryan Station came up with 10 steals in that first half to Bath County's 3. And at you know, that when you turn the ball over, you know, 17 times, that's tough. And Bath County just unable to really get things going that way.
Well, and when you play a team that pushes the basketball the way that this Bryan Station team has, you're going to make mistakes just based on the pace alone because you are not built to do that. You know, this is a Bath County team that doesn't run and gun. So you've got two teams stylistically that are very different. And, you know, Bath County wants to go half court. We want to break any pressure, but there's just not that sense of urgency with this Bath County team when we've got the basketball in our hands. And when you play a team like Bryan Station, you know, I sort of go back to those old Arkansas teams. And, you know, when they pushed you the 40 minutes and all that stuff, you know, it really makes you play a pace that you're not comfortable with. And I feel like that's exactly what happened to Bath County. Now, when they were missing shots, it was fine. But then when they started making jumpers, and some of their big guys stepped out and started making jump shots, and it really wasn't Owens. It was the other folks. And when they started making shots, Bath County started thinking, oh, wow, this team is very skilled. And then the pressure started getting to us. Then our guards started getting a little bit tired because we haven't made a guard substitution. So, you know, you're looking at, you know, Eli was gassed. So was Talon. you know, if you notice, there was a little window there where Talen took over this game. He had 5 or 6 points in a row, and then all of a sudden he disappears. And it's fatigue. And, you know, it's just there's so many trips that you can make at this speed before you start getting a little bit gas and making turnovers. And Bryan Station can't do it either. That's why they're bringing in waves of 4 and 5 kids at a time, because it gives them those fresh legs, and that's the difference in this ball game so far.
Exactly. And it's something I didn't talk about was the rebounding. Bath County only was out-rebounded by 3.
Yep.
It was 17-14. When you look at it, Bath County had 11 defensive rebounds, only 3 offensive. It was 9-8, 9 defensive and 8 offensive for Bryan Station. But you know, Bath County kind of holding their own on the boards if they can just get some shots to fall and get the ball in the front court. And that's why I was asking, you know, maybe Preston Roosters could come in. He was out there when in warm-ups. He was shooting the ball extremely well. He's back out there once again shooting the ball extremely well. But he gives that extra set of legs to the guard, you know. And like I said, I don't know how things played last week. I don't know if that was maybe, you know, some of the things. But I thought he had kind of worked himself up and earning some extra playing time prior to that. But, you know, somebody else that kind of seemed like he made some instant impact, you know, it was Bath County and the big fella in bowling. And he's got a couple of fouls and got a foul, and they pulled him out. I thought he was really holding his own on the inside, so I'm not sure why they went away from him. Smith ended up picking up his third personal. I'm surprised the coach didn't pull him, but he needed him for his ball handling out there.
Well, and, you know, anytime your depth is compromised, It's going to change how the game is played. It's going to change how the other team approaches you. I felt like when Jace and Talen, Montana and Eli were all, you know, when they had their legs under them early, I felt like it was really hard for them to pressure us because we handled the ball extremely well. And I thought the passing, of course, Smith is one of the better passers probably in our region. And Talen Sorrell is a willing passer. And, you know, he's always looking for that open player. And I thought Brashear was open 2 or 3 times because of good passing and good looks. And then Montana has that wingspan, and he's able to get his own shot, and he's able to move without the basketball probably better than anybody on our team. So I felt like when all those things were going well, you know, we looked very, very good out there as a team offensively. But like we said, when you start facing a little bit of adversity, and maybe you're a little bit tired, and maybe, you know, the other team just sort of starts to impose their will, the next thing you know, you got on one side of the score. And I hate that for Bath County, because it was a good start. It was an excellent first quarter, I thought. And it just came up a little bit short here at the halftime score. So it's 29-14, and we are looking at the rest of this tournament, Todd. There's 2 games tomorrow. We got a 4 o'clock, an 8 o'clock, and it's looking like an 8 o'clock on Friday. I'll turn it over to you there.
Yeah, and you know, Bath County's going to play a lot of basketball. 2 games tomorrow. 4 o'clock, they play against the Bracken County team, which they've got a win over earlier in the season. And then at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, they're going to play a team out of Ohio, Mohican Academy. I really kind of don't know a whole lot about them. I don't think they're a Christian school. I think it's, you know, but they played earlier. They've got a little bit of talent. You can tell they're kind of raw, though. So it could be a very interesting matchup there. Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during the New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility, PowerStar, whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offers end December 31st. Getting ready to start the second half of basketball. 29-14, Bryan Station leads Bath County. As the Bobcats will get the ball to start the second half, taking third will be Patrick Armitage.
Thanks, Todd. Bath County back. The way they started this basketball game, Bowling is the 5 spot. He's out there with Sorrell, McCarty, Brashear and Smith. As Montana has it on the wing, he goes out to Jace with the basketball. Now Smith gives it up to McCarty. Bobcats running a motion offense against this man-to-man defense. Oh, missed a good look there from about 15 feet. Rebound on the play by Richmond. As he comes back the other way with it, they move it over to Owens. He faked a 3 from the right wing. Now back out to Carpenter. They move it down low. Now back out to the top of the key at the 7:24 mark. 15-point halftime differential. Three-point shot by Carpenter's up and no good. They did not get the big fella blocked off. We got a putback that is no good. Rebound Bowling on the Adams miss. Bowling catches it up the floor, gets it nicely to the hands of Sorrell. Good pick set down low by Smith on his man. And Sorrell gets a wide open look in this game, which is a rarity. Then Coast to Coast goes Owens for the easiest two of his life. So that game just not getting back on the defensive end of the floor. So 31-16. Brashear has it. It's deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with Bath County here at the 6:45 mark.
Gonzalez. Felix Gonzalez, number 13, big fella.
Okay.
I confirmed it for us at the half there. I meant to tell you that.
So he is Gonzalez.
Yep.
As here is a steal. Gonzalez going to slam it home. He misses it. Can't pull it short. Our student section loved that. Back the other way, Bath County on the miss. Into the corner. McCarty, three is no good. Rebound down low was pulled in by Carpenter. For station, Owens, three, corner, no good. Shot is blocked by Brashear on the rebound. He blocked Adams' shot. Then Gonzalez puts it in with a hook shot. So 33-16 at the 6:15 mark. Bath County will trigger it in. There's a pass up to Fortisari. He's got a two-on-one. Stops, pops from 10 feet. Got it. Very good job handling the basketball. Bath County does call a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 5:58 to go here in the third. And Bath County hanging tough. But Tyler still got a 15-point ball game. Bath County just having trouble putting back-to-back-to-back consecutive or any type of possessions together. Like, we'll have that good offensive set. And then we'll turn it over a couple times and then maybe get it back and make another basket. But it's just not that scoring two or three times in a row that you have to do to get back in a 15-point ball game.
I mean, we work hard, we get down, and we make a basket, and then the next thing you know, they take it and get it in Owen's hands and two dribbles. He's at the other end laying it up, and our defense is three-quarter court still. It's been kind of one of those games here. And Bryan Station, you can see why. They've got... Even though they don't have like a 6'10", 6'11 kid standing in the middle, they've got a kid that with a super wingspan that can jump out of this gym.
Yep. So Bath County back on defense. 5:55 to go here in this third quarter. Owens hands it off top of the key. He gives it to Richmond. And here's a catch by Gonzalez. Kicks it over to Carpenter. Left wing three is no good. Just let him keep shooting. So we can't let that guy keep rebounding him. Adams with the board. This is a shot. Ball hits the deck. It's out of bounds. They're going to give it to Station at the 5:32 mark. So still 33-18. If you're just joining us, this is the Dan Sports Classic. This is Bath County's first game here on our home floor of this tournament or showcase or whatever you want to call it. Bath County will be playing... four games, we understand. Here's a pass. Oh, good job of Bowling stepping in the passing lane and deflecting away from Tayshaun Adams. So 5:21 to go here in the third. Bath County still back on defense. They're in the zone. Owens gets at the elbow into the paint. Shot's taken and one. And he will go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Bowling.
Free throws in and out, no good. Rebound and play by Bowling. He gets into the hands of Sorrell. Now to Smith. Jace forces up the floor. Goes to McCarty. Three left side is up and in and out, no good. Rebound the other way. They're pushing it. Carpenter, thought about a three in the corner to get inside to the big fella. Gonzalez with a bounce pass stolen away by Bowling. He quietly gets into the hands of McCarty. Eli breaks some pressure to Smith. Now to Brashear. Has it the elbow. Stops. Pops. Jumper bouncing. No good. Rebound and play to Tayshaun Adams. They push up the floor to Gonzalez. Hook shot is good. That can't get back stopping. 37-18, 4.5 to go here in the third. Saul crosses the midcourt stripe with it, loses the handle, it's deflected from behind. Back the other way comes Bryan Station, coast to coast, shot's taken, no good, put back by Adams, no good. And we've got a Jay Smith foul.
That's number four.
It's four on Jace. So Roussis will come into the game replacing him. And Robinson will come in as well as he replaces Bowling. McCarty, Sorrell, Roussis, Bowling, or excuse me, Roussis, Robinson, and Brashear, 5-0-4 for the Cats. Anthony Gonzalez puts down a few dribbles, nice take, misses a shot, ball hits the deck, Taylor Tarr comes out with it. Nice pass in traffic, up and in on the transition layup by Brashear. Give the assist to Sorrell. That was a very nice looking offensive play. 37-20, Bath County trailing. Here's a pass out to the top of the key. Galinsky back in the game here for the defenders. Owens has it on the wing. Skip pass across the defense. Galinsky three, no good. Rebound is put back up and blocked by Brashear. Sorrell behind the back pass to McCarty. Shot's no good. I wish he could have made that. That was a highlight play. Back the other way. Goes Owens and he's fouled. They go right back to him when they need to do something stable. He just sort of calms things for this team. He's their guy. And he's going to go to the free throw line here for two. But that was a great play by Sorrell, who went behind his back to a wide open McCarty. And Eli just missed the layup.
I wish he'd been able to make it.
Yes, that's one of those things that when you're making those highlight reels at the end of the year, you would put that one on it, sure. Now you got to scratch it. First one's good, second one's on its way. 18-point lead here for Bryan Station. That free throw's way short. We let him get his own rebound. He puts it back up and in. So a 3-point possession for Owens. 40-20.
Our reaction time was snail slow.
On that possession it was. And it hasn't been all night. Right there it was. It's a little behind. You're right. Sorrell, three corner. Got it. 40-23. Cats back on defense. They give it to a cutting Gonzalez in the paint. He's fouled on his way to the basket. We'll see if they say he's the active shooter.
His first
team goal. Fouls on Robinson, his first.
So two free throws forthcoming as they're saying Gonzalez wasn't the active shooter. Big fella puts it in. And he's the one starter that has a lot of size. You know, he can inside, outside you from the post. His second free throw is no good. Then they've got a bunch of wing players and some good guards as Roussis has fouled hard. 60 feet for the basket.
Galinsky, his second. Team first of the quarter.
So Sara will trigger. 2:54 to go here in this third quarter. Eli passes up to Robinson. He tries to pass it through a defender. They get a steal and a layup transition. That basket was good by Devin Adams. Ball's inbound to Brashear. Now to Sorrell. He crosses the midcourt stripe with it. Keeps his dribble alive. Now over to Montana. Skip pass across to McCarty. His three's up from the right side. In and out, no good. Rebound the play by Owens. Transition ball. Shots up from 15. He thought he was fouled, but they just blocked the shot. He gets it back. Goes back over to Galinsky. Now back to Owens. Clock's at 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. Back out to the top of the key. Owens shot in traffic is no good. Rebounds put back up in. No good by Adams. I thought it went in. Rebound Galinsky. They're going to get a fourth opportunity. Here's a three that's on its way and it's good. And that shot was made by Hunter, number four. 46-23 defenders. Clock's at 1:45 to go here in the third quarter. And we got a time ball situation. And it's going to be a turnover. Rashear got it on the inbound, and two guys are right there. Time up. Wildcats back on defense. Owens has it out top. They try to pass it inside to Galinsky. It's kicked out of bounds. As they get into Adams, his shot's taken. No good, but he's fouled. So pretty good job of using his body and boxing up. And they get him open on the inbound, and he's fouled. So two free throws coming here for Adams. He averages 10 points a ball game, 9.7 actually, 6'4 senior. He's their other post threat, and he's more of a face-the-basket guy. His first free throw is no good. He will get a second. Clock's at 1:32 in the third. Second free throw's on its way, and he made it. 47-23, Bath trails Bryan Station. They get it up into the hands of McCarty. Eli crosses the midcourt stripe, keeping his dribble alive. Skip pass is stolen away by Galinsky. Got a three-on-one, takes it himself, and scores. They get it up the floor into the hands of Rashear. Misses a shot, goes out of bounds. It's touched last by Bryan Station. That can may have got a break there. Montana missed the shot. They're sort of jockeying for position for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Bath will keep it. 105 to go here in the third. Sorrell needing some help. Inbound to Robinson. Chase shot. 15 is good. From the elbow. 49-25. 57 seconds. Long three. Back the other way by Hunter. And it's good. So Kalen Hunter. Long three. Makes his second of the game. 52-25. Rashear has it. Gives it back to McCarty. Now to Sorrell. Defender's flying at him. He tries to pass across the defense and stolen away. Coast to coast, Ashford lays it up and good. 54-25. It's inbound to McCarty. To Roussis, and we got an over back situation. Roussis tried to pass it in, and Robinson was standing behind the midcourt stripe. So Preston Roussis comes into the game for Bath County along with Bowling. As Bruntley Fawn comes in. Another big body in the post here for Bryan Station. Ashford has it top of the key. They go to Hunter down on the wing. Back to Ashford. Bath County still in the zone. 11 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Bryan Station looking for a final shot. Three-point shot from the quarter. Galinsky is good at the buzzer because, of course, it is. Our score is 57-25 at the end of three quarters complete. Bath County trailing here in their home tournament. You're listening to the Dan Swartz Classic here on WKCA. We'll be back in 60 seconds right after these words.
Free outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? Call 674-6979.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
And come see Carla Bowling every Monday for your free Medicare review.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
As Preston gets into the front court, teardrop is up and good. So Preston comes in and immediately scores. 57-27. As here's a pass over on the side of the floor to Adams. Now they move it back out to the left-hand side of the floor. down low, and a turnover coming out of there with it is Roussis. He gets across the midcourt stripe, gets it safely to Sorrell, kicks over to Robinson, out top to Roussis. Now right side, Sorrell, three-point shot's on its way, no good. Rebound hits the deck, pulled out there by Stations. The defenders come back the other way with it. Nice take by Ashcraft, it's good. Actually, Ashford, but he scores, and he will go to the free throw line for an and-one situation. So one free throw coming here for the guard. As a timeout that we'll keep here, Todd, it's been all Bryan Station, you know, for this. You know, we talked about the first quarter being successful for Bath County. The second quarter wasn't. And then the third quarter was all green. And that's really been the difference in this ball game. Bath County just hasn't been able to string those four or five good possessions together. We haven't been able to have a run at all.
Yeah, we knew the turnovers was going to be a difficult thing against this Station team that's really going to have to take care of the basketball. But I knew they were quick. I didn't realize they were that quick. And, you know, Coach Perry talked about you got to move your feet and get in front of them. And we are. Yeah. But they're moving their feet twice as quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you do it until you get really tired. And that's what happens. You know, for the first 10 minutes on the clock or 12 minutes on the clock, I mean, I would go halfway through the second quarter. This Bath County team is really doing a nice job of beating guys to the spot and just doing a good job of staying with their man, playing good defense and rebounding well. We were getting good looks to basket. And then it all just kind of came to a halt, and that's when they just took completely over. As there's a missed free throw by Bryan Station that put back up and in by Gerton, that makes it 61-27. As the Wildcats back on offense, Sorrell has it, top of the key jumper just inside the arc is good. That makes it 61-29. Hunter back the other way with it, has it stolen by Robinson. Needs some help. And we got a reaching foul on Hunter. So Bowling comes out being replaced by Brashear. So you got Sorrell Robinson, Brashear, and the two Roussis boys. Walking it up is Preston Roussis. 6:50 to go here in the fourth. Needs some help. Now goes to Robinson. Back to Roussis. Skips it over to Sorrell. Braden Roussis, three on the wing, is no good, missed everything. Rebound the play by Gerton. He's got it in transition, down to Adams, over to Ashford, three-point shot left wing, on its way, air ball. Rebound hits the deck, pulled out for a second by Bath County, then Hunter grabs it for Bryan Station. Here's a turnaround shot from 10, that is no good, missed badly by Burton. And Bath County comes out with it somehow. Brashear's got it, trying to get it to the basket. Robinson with a steal after they took it away from Brashear. Now Sorrell faked the three, gets in the paint. Now to Preston, three-point shot is on its way. No good. Roussis did have an open look. Rebound the play by Gerton of Bryan Station. He gets it in the hands of Ashford as he walks it up slowly. 5:57 to go here in the fourth. Hunter looking for his third three. Yes. 64-29.
You know, when you've got five on the floor that are good as Bryan Station starting five, and then you bring in a second five that's as almost as good as your starters.
It's tough. It's tough. As there is a long three that is made by Taylan Sorrell, and that makes their score 64-32. You take a break, Todd?
No, we're going to have
we'll
to
keep it
right here.
Here.
The computer has froze up, so
we
can't play any commercials.
We understand. And you're getting a lot of us, and we're going to do the banana phone, however you guys want it.
Banana phone? Ooh. You know, I gotta say it. Just gonna call it out on the air. Hank took care of me tonight. He wouldn't let me go to Florida with you all, but he got me a taco. I don't know how many Sundays and Frosties and hamburgers and chicken nuggets he's came up here with.
Well, you guilted him into it. He did not want to leave you out one more time.
Well, he took my candy bar one night.
Yep.
Is that for me? Absolutely.
Don't mess
yes,
with his,
yes, it is.
Don't mess with his food.
Absolutely not. Nah, Hank's a good fella. He's come up here. He's set. He's been good.
Well, he's watched every possession of this ball game because 2 years ago we played on my phone. Last year we drew, and now we're watching jump shots. That makes me proud.
Well, you know, I've got one that did the exact same stuff.
You just get to a certain age where, hey, I might as well watch that ball game. He's going to drag me up here. But no, he wanted to come here. We watched the Wonka movie today.
Almost.
As a family.
Pretty good.
It was good.
All right.
Didn't think I would ever utter those words, but it was good. And then we came here and made it just in time for Taco Bell, and we got you supper, Todd.
I appreciate it.
As they get into the hands of Ashford out top, 5:15 to go in this one. 64-32. And there's a nice take. Putting in the baskets, Burton, as he got a drop step on Bashir and scored. Clock ticks down to 5 minutes. Taylor Sarles played a really good ball game. And, you know, at the end of this thing, he's going to have some good numbers. And, you know, on a per-possession basis, he's been so effective. Bashir, a little fall-away jumper off the window, no good. Could not get the bank to fall. Rebound play to Adams. He gets up the floor into the corner to Gurdon. Down to the corner to Hunter. He's going to show some inside to go to his outside. He misses it. He was 3 for 3 from three. He misses a jump shot inside the arc. Smith is bumped and hit and smacked. And we got a foul on Bryan Station.
I think that might be on Hunter. No?
Chase takes more shots out there. And I guess, according to the stats, he delivers more, too, with his fouls. But you look at per minute, he's had a really good game tonight, too. Ball's inbound to Sorrell. Putting down a few dribbles here is Taylor. Now down to the corner to Robinson. Lost it for a second. Puts a shot toward the basket, no good. Gets his board, his second shot's up, and got it. So that's 6 points for Chase. Just not giving up on the play there. And there's a nice move down low that's no good. Big guys are missing it down low. Fawn missed one. Burton missed one. Back kind of got a board. Ball goes out of bounds. Back Kenny to keep possession at the 3:35 mark. As the clock continues to run. Because we're at 33 right now. Point lead, but I guess it did get to 35 at one point. So Saul crosses the midcourt stripe with it. He's picked up out there by Hunter. Now to Smith. Jace, three. Top of the key is bouncing. No good. Got two bounces. Rebound to play by Burton. He gets it to Ashford. Transition. Three is on its way and off the back iron. No good. That was missed by Gurdon. They kicked out to Ashford for another three. No good. Gurdon with the board. And there's a foul called down low. And that was on Bashir. Just kind of jockeying for position, trying to get a rebound. If you're just joining our broadcast, we will have two games tomorrow, 4 o'clock, 8 o'clock. We'll have some more tacos between those games. As they kick it out to the top of the key to Ashford. And Bashir steps in the passing lane, deflects it out of bounds. Bath County will remain on defense. Clock ticks to 2:15. It's running. That came down to 32. Out top with it is Monte Ashford. He goes right side to Gurdon. They move it down to Hunter. Nice little give and go to the big fella who scores. Brindley Fawn to the basket. By the looks of this Brown Station bench, I don't think he scored a lot. As they move it into the hands of Bashir. Nice take. He gets two the other way. 1:43 to go. 68-36. Now they move it to Hunter. His long three is up. No good. And move it down the bowl. His shot's taken. No good. Put back up and in by Burton. And it's 70-36. 1:21 to go. Clock continues to run. Robinson has it in the corner. His shot's up from 17. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound by Hunter. Back the other way comes Bryan Station, losing the handle. Bashir comes away with the steal. Does not have numbers. He has his pocket picked by Ashford. He comes back the other way. teardrop is good from about 10 feet. 55 seconds on the running clock, 72-36. Ground station doubling up the Cats. Three-point shot by Bashir, in and out, no good. Rebound the play by Fawn. Clock ticks down to 40 seconds.
Ryan Station's just so quick that we're just putting up shots. We're not even following. We're not trying to rebound. We shoot and take off and run the other direction.
On a turnaround shot is up and good. If he stands in there, 6'5", whatever he is. Backs his man down, score 74-36. McCarty fake the three. Clock to 16 seconds. He has his pocket pick coming away with it is Ashford. He goes coast to coast, and we got a put in by the big fella Fawn. So he's got 6 points in this one. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Smith just inside the midcourt line and gives it over to Robinson, who misses a three at the buzzer. So the final score, 76-36. As Bath County falls to 1-11 on this season, Bryan Station improves to 10-1 on this game. As Bath County just came up short here in our own tournament tonight, and we talk about tomorrow, the Wildcats will have 2 games, and then we're looking at another game on Friday, 2 games tomorrow, another game on Friday, and Todd, the rest of these games for the duration of this tournament or the showcase will be much more winnable for the Cats. You went ahead and got this one out of the way. It was, you know, obviously Bryan Station is the team here that is not like the other. Just because they are in the top 15 in the state, they've got one of the better players in the state, no one's, and he's got a great supporting cast. They're well coached. He kind of got all that going on. Bath County just didn't match up after that first quarter. But at the same time, things should get better as this tournament progresses.
Absolutely. The game's tomorrow. You got Bracken and Bath tipping off 4 o'clock. We'll be on the air with that one about 3:45. You've got Richmond Model and Lexington Bryan Station at 6 o'clock. And then you've got the Ohio Mohican Academy taking on Bath County at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And the Ohio Mohican Academy came in here, I think they had 7 dressed players when they played the game earlier against Model. Model, not a bad team at all. A pretty good little basketball squad right there. But we're going to take a short break. We're going to step back to the studio, hear a word from some sponsors. We'll return here with the final stats, Coach Perry, and more right here on WKCA.
Maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot store, shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
Here from Bath County High School. This was the Bath County opening game of this Dan Sports Classic. Todd, as you go over some stats for us, it was a good first quarter. It was a pretty good start to the second quarter. And then that third, the third quarter, fourth quarter, Bryan Station really, really put it away. And that's what we expected. But you got to give Bath County credit for fighting early and hanging in there as long as we could, as long as we had our legs. But when the legs started to go, that's when Bryan Station took it to another level.
Yeah, 17-point advantage in that third quarter alone for Station. Final stats, first for Bryan Station, 31-72 from the floor for 43.1%, 5-19 behind the arc for 26.3%, and made 9-16 free throws for 56.3%. Led in scoring with 19 points for Omari Owens, 9 points for Hunter, also 9 points for Tayshawn Adams, 7 points for Davion Adams, 6 points for Antoine Burton, 2 points for Christian Gerton, 2 points for Justin Richmond, and 5 points for Matthew Galinsky, 6 points for Brunley Fawn. As far as Bath County stats, I'll go over those in a minute as Coach Perry's made his way up, and I'll give you my headsets.
Coach, we appreciate you coming up. Bryan Station, you just went on and got them out of the way and played them tonight. I know they're a well-oiled machine. They've got one of the better players in the state. They're well-coached. Just talk a little bit about tonight's ball game, playing a top 15-ish team in the state here to open up this tournament.
Well, you know, we haven't dodged anybody. You know, we started the season off against Harlan County in a preseason scrimmage. We played Knott County Central, top two team in the 14th. We played Pikeville, one of the better teams in the 15th. Pike Central, probably top two of the 15th. You take Boyd, we played Boyd. We haven't dodged anybody. Mm-hmm. And what we've learned from this is that if we will give sustainable effort for 32 minutes, good things can happen. No, you may not win this game, but it'll give you a chance to win some games later on down the road that are tight ball games, because you're not going to see that type of defensive quickness and pressure all year long. I couldn't be more pleased with the effort that we gave tonight. Here's what's got to happen for us to get over the hump. We got to have a kid on this team step up and be that guy that we can give the ball to and he can go get to at any time. And, you know, Taylor's playing extremely well. We've got to get other kids involved. We got shots early in this ballgame. We were hesitant. Yep. We got the shot instead of taking it straight up like a man. Mm-hmm. We were hesitant, and by the time we regrouped, we can't outjump these kids.
Right.
You know, they're more athletic than us, and they just, you know, they got their hands on balls. But I couldn't ask for better effort compared to what we had last week.
Well, and I thought, you know, there in that first quarter for sure, and half the second quarter, we weren't big-eyed. We'd been here before. And I feel like playing the Boyd Counties and the Pike Centrals and all those, we weren't intimidated by this matchup at all. And, you know, Owens was so quick, and he is lightning quick with the dribble, but I never felt like our guys were just big-eyed. I felt like we got tired.
We did get tired, and like I said, you know, our kids are still whittling their way back, you know, into shape as the season goes. They're learning how to play hard. Mm-hmm. But I question them every day in practice. You know, you got to push yourself to where – you go maximum full out, all out, 32 minutes in practice so that the game is easy. And sometimes we don't do that. And I have to stay on them and practice about pushing yourself. So the last four or five practices have been a lot of transition. We're getting up and down, you know, and we're getting in better shape. But that's still no excuse. We got to get over the hump and steal one or two of these games and get some confidence and get this thing rolling the way it should be.
Well, and Coach, as you well know, these games really – they matter, but at the end of the season, it's how we perform in that district tournament, and that's when you want to be peaking. And I feel like a game like this is going to do nothing but help us down the stretch in that 61st.
Well, it will, because here's the thing. Okay, I could schedule 15 or 16 cupcakes, and what ends up happening is, yeah, it looks good on paper, but you get to the district tournament and you're not prepared to play the Flemings and the Rams. Those two teams are, well, Fleming was ranked this morning in preseason, or the first ranking that came out, they had Fleming ranked number one in our region. Rams top four. So we're battling, you know, we're going to have to battle one or the other to get out of this district. So, you know, you got to play these people. You got to play these people to find out where you're at, what you got to do to get better. But we got to get some consistent scoring from some guys that have to put the ball in the basket for us.
Well, and, you know, this is the Dan Swartz Classic, and, you know, Dan, one of the more decorated athletes to ever come through this side of the state, actually.
Yeah.
And for him to be able to be from here, I know, you know, you being new to the program, but you do understand his legacy. And, you know, it's cool that we can have this in honor of him, you know, and his family still being involved in our community, and all those things are cool.
It is. You know, I'm extremely disappointed in the fact that I couldn't get more teams in this thing. I got hired late. Mm-hmm. You know, I sent out some fillers, couldn't get anybody to bite. But I feel assured that I'll send out fillers come Monday morning, try to get this thing back to where it's an 18 tournament, not wait till July to start scheduling this.
Right.
The things need to be scheduled right now. So you've got eight commitments, people that are willing to come, get some good teams in here. And like I said, you know, anytime you've got somebody from your community that has the prestigious basketball honors that he has, it says a lot about this community. And the family wanting to give back, wanting to be involved in the sports programs, it's truly a great thing. And you know, I'm very fortunate to be a small part of that.
Thanks for coming up, Coach. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll be here for both games tomorrow, and we'll be here Friday as well.
Okay, thank you all.
That's Coach Matthew Perry as Bath County falls in this one by a score of 76-36 to the Bryan Station Defenders, the number 11 team in the state. Todd, we knew it was going to be one-sided about halftime.
You know, absolutely.
In the beginning, we really played the part. I thought Bath County did a nice job of protecting the basketball. We revisit those Ira Kilburn opening arguments really quick. Ball handling, staying out of foul trouble. You know, Jay Smith did not foul out of the game. He was in some foul trouble, but only once did he have to come out because of the fouls. But the ball handling and the finding alternative scoring, we did some of that. But at the end of the day, Bryan Station took care of business, and they got a win today, which is their 10th to only one defeat.
Yeah. Bath County in that game tonight, 36.6%, 3-12 behind the arc for 25%, 3-5, only made 5 trips to the charity stripe for 60%. Taylon Sorrow led all scorers with 20. 6 points for Chase Robinson, 4 points for Jay Smith, 4 points for Montana Bashir, 2 points for Preston Roussis, and that rounded out the Bath County scoring. Playing but failing the score was Eli McCarty, also Braden Roussis, and Alan Bowling. When you look at it, Bath County was out-rebounded 47-25. Bath County turned the ball over 26-12. As far as Bath County's leading rebounder, Montana Bashir totaled up 5 rebounds. Bath County did come up with 5 steals. And you know, you had Jay Smith, Chase Robinson, Alan Bowling, and Taylon Sorrell getting each a steal. Chase Robinson had, I had him credited with a couple more rebounds than what they did. But, you know, Bashir had a couple big blocks in the game as well. So, I mean, you know, that was huge. Jay Smith had a couple of blocks in the contest. But, you know, Taylon Sorrell dropping in 20 points was pretty big. You know, points in the paint, it was a 50-16 advantage in favor of Bryan Station.
Yep. As this gives us an opportunity to go through some of our player of the game accolades. As we will start off with our R.L. Cottle Construction Company player of the game for Bath County. And win or lose, we always come up with these player of the games. And Todd, you know, just from a leadership standpoint, from an offensive putting the ball in the bucket standpoint, statistically, Taylon Sorrell stands out really big in this ball game tonight because he had so much on his plate. He's the guy that's the one. You know, he's the true point guard on this team. And I thought he handled it well. And he didn't turn it over. I mean, I know he had some turnovers, but he did not have those costly turnovers that led to layups the other way. I mean, they mugged him a couple times. They, you know, they took the ball away from him. They took it away from him cleanly a couple times. But at the end of the day, I felt like he was our most productive offensive threat.
Absolutely. He was doing it in multifacets. He was hitting the outside shot, hitting the mid-range stuff, and even getting to the rack and laying a few in. Defensively tonight, your Downtown Athletic Club defensive player of the game, I like Montana Bashir. He came up with a couple of blocks. He had 4 defensive rebounds of his 5, actually led to everybody with the defensive rebounds. The only one that was right there was Taylon Sorrell with his 4 defensive rebounds. But, you know, I thought that what he wasn't getting on the offensive side of things tonight, he made up for it, got in there defensively, and was doing some stuff.
Absolutely. And I want our Swartz's Mowing Unsung Hero brought to you by Swartz's Mowing. You
know, can we say it together?
1, 2, 3.
Chase Robinson.
And I made the comment earlier, and I'm as critical as anybody when guys are doing something good or doing something and come up a little bit short. You know, he's not one of our better ball handlers. But in a game like this, you need shot makers. You need guys who can put the ball in the hoop. And I think a couple times there, he caught it and realized, hey, I'm open. I'm going to go up. I'm going to put this ball in the bucket. And I'm really proud of him for doing that. And no, he's not a guy that's going to break the press with the dribble like some of our other front court players will. But at the same time, you need shot makers. And he came in tonight, and I'm extremely proud of that senior.
Exactly. And, you know, the one thing that I caught one time, I was like, you know, for him to come in there and shoot, there was a couple of possessions that he caught it, and it was almost like I'm looking to get rid of it as quick as I can.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like after he kind of realized, like he made that first one, he's like, huh, he kind of started looking for a shot a little bit more. I think maybe Coach kind of loosened his reins, so to speak, and he got a little more comfortable within the game.
As Todd and I will be back on the radio tomorrow with a 3:45 pregame. We will have a 4 o'clock tip-off against Bracken County. Ohio Mohican Academy will be your 8 o'clock game that we will have on the radio as well. Between that game will be the Model Bryan Station game, as that will give us a quick break or a small break between the two broadcasts. So we would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. We'd like to thank Hannah back at the studio and all of our sponsors for making this broadcast possible. So once again, until tomorrow afternoon, for Todd Waits, this is Patrick Armitage. Good night.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.